Well, 22 articles are on the warrant for tomorrow's annual town meeting in Plymouth. And joining us this morning with a preview is town moderator Stephen Trifletti. Mr. Trifletti, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. How are you today?
Doing well, doing well. So while there are 22 articles on the warrant, some of them have been withdrawn.
That's true. There are, from time to time, some articles are withdrawn. On the other hand, we have some articles that have many motions. You know, looking at Article 2, we have multiple motions from different subcommittees on financial matters. So town meeting is expected to be spending quite a bit of time tomorrow going through all of the warrant. Certainly one of the most notable would be Article 9, which are community preservation articles, and those are articles that include a proposal to improve the Spire Center, which provides performing arts in Plymouth. And this town meeting is the first town meeting in person in over 2 years. We've had six remote town meetings in 2020 and 2021, 22. And this will be the first one that is in person. However, we've made some changes. We have three rooms, the Center for Performing Arts for most town meeting members, but we're also providing a mask-only room for town meeting members that wish to be in a mask only, and then a third room, that being the library, for the public. All will be provided with video and audio feed, and we expect to be this, well, not a hybrid, will feel like a hybrid.
Now, you mentioned some of the CPC articles. Are there any other articles you expect to generate quite a bit of debate and discussion?
Well, we certainly have a petitioned article in Plymouth. People can petition, and Article 22 is to restrict horse racing. And so it's a home rule petition to the general laws to ask that there be a further town vote if there is going to be any proposal for horse racing.
Now, there's also an article regarding carry-out bags.
That's true. This particular article is an article that further modifies a prior bylaw regarding, in Plymouth, we have paper bags. So for that reason, this just further is consistent with some of the other matters that are handling it. It is an amend to bylaw on the plastic bag ban, and its further definitions, and town meeting will have an opportunity to vote, because town meeting can vote to authorize funds. They can also vote to create or amend bylaws.
And there's also some nor'easter storm funding.
Yes, the town has funding for rainy day funds, and in the past when we've had some storms, some of that has been used. And so in town meeting, one of several requests for funds include funds for storms.
Now, there is a 22 articles, as we mentioned. Do you think a town meeting is going to wrap up in one day, or do you see this being a multi-day event?
We do have a motion for an adjourned session in 2 weeks, if it's necessary to continue for another day. However, based on the fairly consistent motions with the Advisory Finance Committee and the Select Board, there's only one where there's difference, and that's Article 19, which is presented by the Select Board. And given that we've not been presented with many articles to amend, we have a few but not many, I would expect that we would finish tomorrow.
All righty. So the fall annual town meeting is going to begin tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and it'll be at Plymouth North High School. But as you said, there will be multiple rooms that the town meeting will be held in.
Yes, there'll be multiple rooms. Town meeting members will be able to check in outside prior to entering the building. And we're going to be doing whatever we can to have safety and health protocols to assist town meeting members.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This afternoon, rather, I should say. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.